Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, a weekly podcast that gives you an in-depth look at the South Alabama Jaguars. You can find a new podcast uploaded weekly online at usajaguars.com or take the podcast with you on your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Just search South Alabama Jaguars.
Welcome to Inside Jag Nation, the weekly podcast of the University of South Alabama Department of Athletics. I am Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations, Brian Freeman, and our guest this week from the men's basketball team is rising senior Dedrick Lee. Dedrick, thanks for stopping by this week.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
So, you know, it's a little earlier, a few weeks into the summer session, and you've been back for since around Memorial Day. But, you know, so far between all your responsibilities, how's the summer going for you? A little more relaxed than the regular school year?
Yes, no doubt. Us having like one class is really helping us get in the gym more and getting in the weight room. And we got a new weight trainer, so that helps a lot. I mean, we got new workouts, so it's everything new, and we get to do new workouts, so that's fun.
Yeah, I imagine you said it's not a ton of classes. You got one. How many times a week are you guys working out? How many times a week are you allowed to work with the coaches, organized, and how often are you guys just playing basketball?
We're almost with the coaches every day. I mean, there's no days we just go a full day without seeing one of the coaches. I mean, I say 7 workouts a day, added with weights and individuals and like just getting shots up or playing a full game with the team.
You know, when you guys run in those pickup games that I believe you guys control, how do you determine who plays with who? Do you change it up every day? Are you trying to play the same 5 and get a feel for each other? How does that work?
I mean, we switch it up every time we play. I mean, we'll go by position. There's like 3 or 4 players that has one position, so we'll switch it up. Like one will sit out, and then we'll play one game. We'll keep it short so everybody get playing time. So, I mean, everybody plays well. Everybody's good. So, I mean, it don't really be like, oh, he's the best player. We're going to put him in first. It's just we just hooping.
You know, based on what you've seen so far in workouts, in games that you guys are organizing yourself, how excited are you about this team that we have that'll play together in 2017-18?
I'm very excited. We have great chemistry. Like right when the new guys came in, we connected really quick, and then I even tried to get close with one of them, try to tell them to come over and play the game just to get along with them and everything. So that's good. I think the chemistry is going to be really well, and we're going to be better working with each other because we worked with each other so quick once they got up here.
Yeah, one of the things you mentioned is that you guys also are allowed to do individual workouts with someone on staff. When you are in those, what are you focusing on knowing that you're going into your senior year, your last year at the collegiate level?
For me, I think my stamina needs to get better. I think I need to get stronger, and I need to finish more at the basket. So Coach Brock is my individual coach, so I think that he's really working me hard on getting me stronger with the ball and finishing at the rim better. So that'll help me a lot this coming season.
When you're playing well, what do you think you're doing best on the court?
Facilitating. I feel like I can find the open man. I don't really have to score a lot for me to think that I'm playing well. I think, like, if I get my team better, like, get my teammates touches and find the open man, I feel like I'm playing a good game.
I'm going to imagine that makes you pretty popular in the locker room at the end of the day.
Yeah, no doubt. Like they talked about, hey, thanks, congratulating me. Hey, that's a good pass that you passed to me. And like that's just as much as me just scoring. Or I don't really have to score a lot to have the pleasure, like be proud of myself. So I feel like getting assists is just as better as making points.
Let me ask you this about that, because that's where some people might not realize you. How much in practice now, whether it's summer or fall, but preseason practice during the year, how hard is it, or how much work goes into knowing that, okay, Josh wants the ball here, Kevin wants to get the ball this way, knowing your individual personnel, what they like, and what's hard on them? How much work goes into that?
It's just talking with them and letting them know that I see them, and I let them know, like, if they think they're open, I'll tell them. I'll talk to them and just talk it out. Be like, hey, this man is reading this. He's going to bite on that. So I don't think you'll be open at that situation. So just talk to them before the season starts, so they'll know, like, how I work on when I'm attacking the basket and kicking it out.
Is it too early to talk about any goals, whether they're team or individual, for the upcoming season? Or is that something that you guys have already discussed being here together for the last few weeks?
We haven't really discussed on it hard, but we just want to do better. And one of the goals is win more than 20-plus games. That's one of the goals that I heard. And just be better than last year. Have a winning season.
Visiting with Dedrick Lee this week on Inside Jag Nation, a rising senior point guard for the Jaguar basketball team. We talked about how you're going into your last year. This is not a big senior class or a senior class that really has a ton of playing experience. You would definitely have the most. So how do you see that affecting your leadership role on this team? And, you know, how do you go about providing leadership as one of the more experienced guys in the program?
I feel like everybody knows that I'm the most, like, I'm the I played in college the most. So I feel like they'll come to me talking about, like, situations that they came about in individuals and everything. And I'll just tell them, like, just to stay focused and, like, you're not going to have a good day every day. So, like, just stay focused and keep working hard. I mean, if they have any questions, I'll be glad to answer them.
Feel like you're more lead by example rather than being loud, vocal, and maybe getting in guys' faces? Or do you do some of that and maybe people don't see that all the time?
I feel like I'm both, because I'm loud. I like being loud. I'm a point guard. I'm supposed to be loud. So I like working hard. So I'm pretty much both of them. I love yelling in practice, love getting everybody juiced up. So I say I'm both.
Now, before you came to South, you actually started at another Division I school, Oral Roberts. And so you made the transition from high school to Division I before. And so coming out of junior college, it might have been easier for you to get used to playing here since you'd already been at the Division I level. You know, how much did that time at Oral Roberts as a freshman help you last year?
I feel like at Oral Roberts, it was just the same system. It wasn't the same system, but like the same atmosphere and like the same, not really the same routine, but like I got the feel when I was a freshman. So when I got here, I already knew like how it was going to be, how practice was going to be, and how I was supposed to get ready for practice and everything. So, I mean, it helped me a lot, because when I was a freshman at Oral Roberts, I came in and I was just lost. I was lost. I didn't know where to go, like, and everything. And when I got here, like, We had group messaging at Old Roberts. So when I got here, I knew we was going to have some kind of group messaging to let everybody know that what to do and have like a plan. So I was just like asking questions, talking to the coaches about that situation.
Now, when you got here last summer, did you come here with any set goals in mind, or was it more about, you know, I got to get the feel for my teammates and kind of find my way into this program versus anything numbers related, statistics or anything of that nature?
There wasn't really a set goal. I just wanted to come in here and work my hardest off. Like the coaches told me, like, you don't have like a you're not going to come in and start right away. Like you got to earn your spot. So that was the main thing. I just wanted to come in and work hard, and I was just blessed to be able to get an offer from this school.
Now, the previous year you were at Indian Hills Community College in Iowa. Team did well. You averaged over 6 points a game, had over 200 assists. When you were coming out of there, who else was recruiting you for these last couple of seasons of eligibility that you had, and ultimately what led you to decide to come to South Alabama?
Well, I don't really know the other schools. I kind of forgot, but when I came to South Alabama, they came in with open arms and like showed me the campus. It was quick though. It was like a quick visit because my dad had to go to Pensacola and we just stopped by, but it was a great visit, and like the coaches came to me, talked to me about everything. They were straight up with me, and then I just right off the rip I was like, hey, this is a school. So the day after, I talked to my dad, talked to my mom, prayed about it, and then I called the coach and I was like, hey, I want to come here. So had breakfast and then told him.
Now, going back before, when you went to Indian Hills, was that a difficult decision for you to know, okay, I'm leaving Division I basketball to go to the community college level? And talk about, you know, what was running through your mind at that point and what led to that decision.
I mean, there was other schools that was wanting me from Oral Roberts when I was leaving Oral Roberts, but I wanted to do better. I knew I could do better. So going to JUCO, I just had the mindset where I'm gonna get back to D1. Like I'm gonna work hard so I can have a offer from a D1 school. So doing that, I mean, it's just having that focus and mindset that you know what it takes to get back to D1. And I was just blessed to be able to take a visit to South Alabama.
Now, I don't know if you get asked this frequently. Not everyone goes through that process and takes that route. But if you had to, for our listeners, compare junior college basketball to Division I basketball, what would you say are the biggest differences that you've come across, and what's actually similar and doesn't change very much?
The similar part is they work hard. They work hard in JUCO. They don't want to stay in JUCO forever. Everybody there want to leave and go to a D1 school. So how hard they play and JUCO and D1 is similar. I'll say it's similar. But the difference is, like, in D1, it's more, I'll say, more, I think JUCO is like, it's like more of a go out there and play type deal. And D1 is more plays and more,
more kind of like coaching structure.
Yeah, coaching structure. That's what I think.
Now, you went to high school, Clarksville, Arkansas, and you ended up at Oral Roberts. Do you remember then who else was recruiting you and what led you to go to Oral Roberts versus any of the other schools?
Missouri was interested in me. Before Oral Roberts, I was committed to Arkansas. And I was committed to Arkansas for 2 years. And then so that was like, when I was committed there, like no other school was really trying to get me. So after I decommitted, I took my visit to Missouri and I took my visit to Oral Roberts. And when I got to Oral Roberts, I just it felt good. So, and it was close to home. So, and my grandma could watch the games. That was a big deal. So that's the main reason.
Now, at Clarksville High School, you scored more than 2,500 points in your career. You're All-State three times, and the team won two state championships. So a lot of success both individually and as a team. Now, but, you know, we've talked before. I mean, you like to facilitate, and you don't have to be a ball-first point guard, so to speak, but apparently had that skill in you at some point during your career. Talk about how and why you went from scoring a lot as a high school player to becoming the type of player you are now.
It's just mainly knowing my role. I mean, I like to score, yes, but I also like making my team better. And like for me, if I don't have in high school, I mean, I had to score to get us points and everything, because we really didn't have any other scorers, like prolific scorers like that. So in college, you with better players, better scorers. So I just figured out as a coming into my sophomore year that I was like, I don't need to go out and score 30, 40 points a game. I can facilitate, being a point guard, I can facilitate and make my team better. So just knowing my role and fitting into it.
Now, last summer when you came in, you did a Q&A, and you talked about how your dad offered yourself and your brothers, you know, choice of football and basketball. And you chose basketball. You remember why you chose that out of the two sports?
I feel like I chose it just because my dad played basketball and he was coaching basketball at the moment. And like, I'm not a big dude, so I'm just like, hey, I don't think I'll be able to fit in to the football role. So I was like, hey, basketball. And then my brother said basketball, and he was like, okay. He agreed with it, and then just came on from then.
So now, six boys in the family, correct?
Yes, sir.
And if whether you want to be modest or not, if you're doing a Lee family ranking of who the best basketball players are, where do you fit on that list with your brothers?
I'm gonna be honest. I'm at the top right now. I'm at the top. I'm not. I gotta tell the truth. So I'm at the top. My brother Frederick. He's a great player. He plays at Arkansas Tech right now, but I'll say he's probably the second best.
Did you find that growing up, competition between you guys, like on the court, helped push you to be a better player?
Yes, no doubt. We compete in anything, not just basketball. We'll compete dang near. They know who can drink the most waters and everything. We'll get angry. My little brothers. See, my little brothers are twins, so that is even worse with them too. they fight over. They know who can drink the most, who can shoot the best, and everything. So having that helped a lot, because like it'll get the best out of you just working with your brothers. And y'all go to the gym and just work every day.
Visiting this week on Inside Jag Nation with Dedrick Lee from the Jaguar basketball program. Been talking basketball the whole time, but before you came here, during your youth and possibly your high school days, there was another sport that you played that a lot of people probably wouldn't tie in. But talk about tennis and when and why you started playing that sport.
I started playing tennis when I was younger. I just played it just like for a hobby. And then after I got in high school, my high school coach told me that he was going to be the tennis coach. So therefore, I was like, hey, I think I'm good. So might as well try out. So I went to play tennis, and then I played pretty well. I went to state in tennis, and I played for 2 years. It was just like a side sport for me. I wasn't really trying to go big or nothing like that, but it was fun.
Do you or did you find at that time that there were things that you were doing on the tennis court that actually helped you when you got back onto the floor on basketball?
I think footwork, having footwork and quickness, hand-eye coordination, that helped a lot. And, like, just focusing on staying in the game.
Now, one of the things we talked about as you were growing up and you got into basketball, one of the reasons why is because your dad coached. What's it like playing for your dad? Did you find that throughout your experiences, is it harder? Is it easier? And was that just because of, well, everyone looks at you different as the coach's kid? Or talk about that.
I feel like it's better because he always tries to get the best out of me. And, like, he works me hard. Like, he works me out. And I can get more insiders on how the team is supposed to be and how we're supposed to run plays and everything. So that helped a lot for him being my dad and being my coach.
Now, you know, I think you've stated that down the road, whenever you stop playing, that you are interested in coaching basketball yourself. Does that stem directly from that tie of your dad doing it, or is there another reason that you want to get into the field?
That's one of the reasons, but the other reason, I just want to stay around basketball. If I can't continue my basketball career, I want to coach it. So mainly it's just I just love the game of basketball, so I want to just share my knowledge with the young people, so that'll help.
Do you find, whether it's practice, individual workouts, maybe film, that you've started picking the brains of our coaching staff to try and get some information on how and why they do things to prepare you for that path?
Oh, no doubt. That's why I try to ask a lot of questions to get more knowledge from them. Like in film, I'll be like, hey, why is this like this? Or why is that? Why is this player running around that? That's for, like, learning more about the player and learning more about coaching. So that helps a lot.
Maybe it's too early, but have you thought about, like, what level you want to coach at? I mean, is it just that you want to be a high school coach, kind of like in a similar role like your dad? You want to be in the NBA? Where do you think you fall on that spectrum?
I don't want to coach in the NBA. I play in the NBA, but I mean, I want to start short. I want to start small first. I don't want to just jump into a big coaching job and then don't know what to do. So I just want to start probably at a high school, be assistant at a high school, and then work my way up.
Visiting with Dedrick Lee, Jaguar guard on the men's basketball team this week on Inside Jag Nation. Appreciate the time, but before we let you go, we're going to ask you a few questions to let our listeners get to know you a little better. You got to feel like a 30-second shot clock's going off, and the first thing that comes to mind, and we'll start with in the rare moments that you have free time, what's your favorite thing to do?
Play the game.
What's your favorite sport outside of basketball and tennis?
Track.
What's the best athletic event you've ever attended as a fan?
The Memphis versus Clippers game.
And on your bucket list, an event you've never been to that you want to go to, athletic event, what's number one on the list?
A Warriors game.
If you're going on a dream vacation, you are going where?
Cancun.
What's your favorite movie?
Training Day.
Favorite musical artist?
A Future.
And when they come back and make the Dedrick Lee story down the line, when you're well into your successful coaching career, what actor is going to play the starring role of Dedrick Lee?
Denzel Washington.
That's Dedrick Lee from the men's basketball program this week on Inside Jag Nation. Dedrick, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the summer and best of luck this coming season.
Thank you very much.
Inside Jag Nation is a production of South Alabama Athletics. Any rebroadcast or distribution of this podcast without the express written consent of South Alabama Athletics is strictly prohibited. Remember, you can find a new episode of Inside Jag Nation every week on USAJaguars.com or have them automatically uploaded to your smartphone by subscribing for free on iTunes. Keep up to date with the Jags by following us on Twitter with @USAJaguarSports and @JagNationUSA. Thanks for listening, and go Jags! Wow!